USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump welcomes Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
It is highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of a true pioneer for women, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tonight, Justice Barrett becomes not only the fifth woman to serve on our nation's highest court, but the very first mother of school-aged children to become a Supreme Court justice.
The ceremony followed the Senate's 52-48 confirmation vote shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, called Barrett a woman of unparalleled ability and temperament.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor.
USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As Democrats continue to complain, President Trump following the Constitution and nominating ACB to the Supreme Court, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox News the threats of court packing by Democrats is nothing new.
Well, first of all, Justice Ginsburg said last year 9 was the right number. Look, they've been threatening to pack the court before the Barrett nomination came along, before Justice Ginsburg passed away. These are longstanding threats. They may have ratcheted up a little bit lately, but this isn't anything new. They've been promising to blow up the Senate by changing the filibuster rule, admitting 2 new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to give them 4 new Democratic senators, and packing the Supreme Court. They were talking about that earlier in the year. Nothing new, same old threats and intimidation by the hard left in America today.
Once Justice Barrett takes the judicial oath Tuesday from Chief Justice John Roberts, Barrett will become the fifth woman ever to serve on the High Court. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republicans praised Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice, replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.